Well, we projected three phases. There's a second phase and a third phase, which might be condensed into just one whole phase itself. And that is a place where we can do something like create a medicine garden, where we can grow, harvest, and teach about sacred plants, and then harvest them for the practitioners to use here in the Edmonton area. We also have a flexible space for different types of ceremonial structures that might be needed, like a longhouse or something to that effect. Because we recognize that there's many, many Indigenous Nation members that make Edmonton home, everything from Iroquois to Sioux to, you know, to many different nations. And they all have that same need. So this space becomes that flexible space for them to do the ceremonies in the way they need to do it. So we're not just creating like a pan-Cree site. While this is traditional Cree territory, we also honor and respect the other nations that make Edmonton home, and we're making space here for them to do what they need to do.